So first of all, from the Old Testament in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 15, we hear some words where God asks his people to share what he has given them with those who are poor. Deuteronomy chapter 15 at verse 7, "If there is a poor man among your brothers in any of the towns of the land that the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted towards your poor brother. Rather, be open-handed and freely lend him whatever he needs." Verse 10, "Give generously to him, and do so without a grudging heart. Then, because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hand to. There will always be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed towards your brothers and towards the poor and needy in your land." And then from the New Testament in Luke's Gospel, we read from chapter 14. We read verse 1 and then we read from verse 7 down to verse 14. "One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, 'Give this man your seat.' Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, 'Friend, move up to a better place.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all your fellow guests. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." Amen, and God will bless to us this reading and hearing of his word.
Well, folks, I had evidence this morning that we've got a lot of mice in the church, and that's because we've got a special story to tell this morning about a harvest mouse, and the children are going to do that for us in various ways. So I'm going to ask the narrators to come forward. And what about the mice? Do they just appear? Or yes, they just appear. Right, that's fine. So just everyone hold your breath. Let's go.
In a church with lots of other mice. His friend is Peter, who lives in the Sunday club cupboard with his wife Paula and their mice friend. If there was one season that Maximus looked forward to more than any other, it was harvest.
It was the time of the year when people brought lots of lovely food to the church. They played a funny sort of game with him. They put the food in lots of different places. He had to chase all over the church to find out what he wanted. For it was put on the windowsills, vegetables laid around the pulpit, and flowers filled the vases.
"Come on, let's see what other food we can find."
"I think I can smell some bread. It's making my whiskers twitch."
Maximus really looked forward to harvest. It wasn't only the adults that brought him lots of food. There was always a family service, and the children brought baskets and boxes with even more. Maximus was very grateful to everyone, but even with Peter and Paula and the mouselings, they could never eat at all.
"I hope they sing a hymn at the harvest service. My favourite is All Things Bright and Beautiful.
That's only because you think the words All Creatures Great and Small were about you.
I don't know who the great is, but the small is definitely me.
By the time the family service started, Maximus, Peter, Paula and the Mouselings had already eaten far more than they should. They had found delicious red apples by the organ, a banana in the pulpit, there was even a small piece missing from the special harvest loaf.
The harvest festival was about to start. The Mouselings were already hiding and looking forward to singing the hymns and listening to the prayers. The minister started to speak.
Harvest is a wonderful time. It is a time when we come to church and say thank you to God for all the good things he has given us. Some people think that harvest is only about food.
That's why I think harvest is best.
Because it's about food. It's much more than that. At harvest, we do say thank you to God, but we do it for many reasons. I wonder if someone amongst the children can come out and spell harvest for me. Someone can spell harvest. Somebody want to have a go spelling harvest? Yes, come on out, Hick, can you spell harvest? This is the Mastermind theme tune begins to rumble.
H-A-R-V-E-S-T.
Very good. That's wonderful. Are we back to your seat now? Okay. So we're going to have all the letters of harvest. Right, someone, is there a mouseling want to come out? I think the mouselings are want to come out and hold up an H. Right. Somebody stand over there. That's right. And an R. Okay. Stand there. And a V. Somebody here. And an E. And a T. Right. There we are. Now, just hold on. We'll be with you in just a second. Can you look after these two gentlemen? Okay, now each of these letters is going to tell us something about harvest, because if you hold up the H, what does that remind us of? Well, H is for our homes. We should be giving thanks to God that we've got safe and warm homes for all our families to live in. It's a wonderful thing to think that we've got that privilege. And R, now that's a big word. That's R for recreation. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means all the games that we play, all the fun that we have, all the things we do that make us happy and make us strong, maybe when we're tired. V, hold up, a V, that's for vegetables. That's an astonishingly surprising thing to say in Harvest Sunday, isn't it? But V is for vegetables, and it reminds us of all the wonderful things that we have to eat, because we all love vegetables, don't we? Hands up if you like vegetables. Yeah, there we are. That's fine. Hands down. And what we should remember is just the quite miraculous thing that after all these things have been sown and watered, they grow. And it's a wonderful thing to think that in the earth there is this life that produces the food that we need to eat. So H-R-V-E, thank you, that's for education. All right, E is for education. And we saw how well educated Hector was because he was able to spell harvest. And we should be giving thanks that we live in a land where we get so many opportunities to learn new things and to express ourselves in so many different ways. So that's E for education. And T is just for thanks. Let's always remind ourselves how important it is to thank God for all these lovely gifts that we have. But those of you who are sharp-witted have probably noticed that we've missed out two letters. What letters have we missed out? Somebody tell me what letters, yes? A and S. So where is the A? Who's Mr. A? Come on, here. No, in here. That's right. We've got an A in there. Can you hold it up, please? The A. That's right. And A is for all people everywhere, because we've thought about the things that we enjoy in life. But harvest is also a time for us to think about people all over the world who perhaps don't have the good things that we have. For instance, we were talking about our homes. Now, not everybody in the world has a home to live in. You know about the chemo project that our church is interested in, and all these wee boys in Peru who live in the streets because they've got no homes to live in. And it's very dangerous to live in the streets where they are, and that's why we are trying to help them. I was speaking to someone the other day there who had been in India recently, and they were talking to Christian folk just like us who live in sewer pipes. That's where their homes are. And that can't be a very pleasant thing for them. So we're thinking about all people everywhere, giving thanks to God for the homes that we have, but also thinking about others. We're also thinking too, we're talking about recreation and all the fun that we have in our lives. So many different things for us to do. But there's boys and girls just like you in parts of the world who don't have much fun in their lives. You know, there's a country called Sierra Leone, and children just like you are sent down into dark, dingy mines to work, where they're looking for diamonds, the diamond mines. And from a very early age, they're sent down there to work long and very difficult hours. So there's not much time for fun. And we're thinking too about the food that we eat. I mean, know about so many people throughout the world who just don't have enough food to eat every day, or even every second day, or even any third day. And when we're thinking of your education, there's so many children throughout the world who just don't have the opportunities that we have. That's why we've been supporting India Ministries Fellowship in the church down through the ages, because a young group of ministers in Scotland decided that they were going to try and provide education and training for boys and now girls in India. So A is for all people everywhere, giving thanks for what we have and also thinking about others who don't have the things that we have. Now there's another missing letter. Where is it? That is S. No, it's oh, it is S. Sorry, that's right. Wait a minute. I've got... This is what happens when I work to a script. S, that's right. And S, what do you think S might stand for on Harvest Sunday? Yes? Sharing, that's right. We are called to share. The people in the world who have a lot, who have received a lot, we should be prepared to share. Now, all these lovely gifts that you've brought to church this morning, they're going to be taken out to people in our own community, people who are sick or in hospital and nursing homes, or who would appreciate a gift at a difficult time. But we've also got to remember these people who are way beyond our own community and are very much in need. And I would like to think that just as we've brought our gifts to church this morning, and it's been easy for us to bring our gifts, that would be a sign. It would be a way of saying to God that we're not just going to enjoy the things that we receive in life, but we're also going to share. That's what Jesus was trying to teach these people at the party he was invited to. Mr. McDonald read the story to us, that we have to live our lives as open-handed people, not just receiving, but also sharing with people who are in need. Our time, our talents, and our money should not just be enjoyed, but also shared. That's the way that we're going to change the world in which we live. So, mouselings, have you enjoyed yourselves today? Helping with the letters and dressing up as mice? Well, I think you can go back to your seats now and enjoy a wee bit of cheese. Eh? or whatever it is. Actually, you know, I was told years ago that mice prefer to eat chocolate. Did you know that? Well, now you do. They like chocolate better than cheese. Thank you. Oh, no, wait a minute. Is there... Oh, sorry. Our folk here have more to do. Right, as we thank God at Harvest for what we have, so we pray for those who have very little. Maximus.
There's more to Harvest than I ever thought.
Peter?
Yes, I must remember those letters.
Harvest is a happy time made even happier when we share it. So let's now have a prayer together and we'll say a harvest thanks to God. Let us pray. Loving Father, you give us so much, our food, our homes, our play, and the love of those who care for us. Help us to remember that many people are hungry or homeless, have no schools or play. Help us to show them your love by caring for them. Amen.
Amen. Amen.